It's been the Cornwall Chamber Christmas event at the Penventon Hotel, and it's been crackers, it's been very festive, we've even had Santa Claus here. So I've got with me at the moment Kim Conchie from the Chamber, and we've also got the person who did the main presentation of all the prizes and was lit up by lights. It's Trevor Lee. How did you get that comedy routine together with hubcaps and all?
Well, I'm glad you thought it was comedy. I was never quite sure. But no, the hubcaps, I thought the Hub Awards, it's an obvious thing that you would get a hubcap as an award. And I was trying to make the joke that I'd got to the wrong Hub Awards. And, you know, I'm sure the Hub Awards are fantastic, and no disrespect to them. But I just, the hub thing just, you know, created some imagination in my mind to turn up with some hubcaps.
Very, very well done. And you were very... very festive with the lights around your neck. Just tell me about some of the award winners, because we've had the best networker in Sam Wardman.
Well, I think the best networker is a category that is highly sought after, and I think last year's winner won it in a unanimous vote. So this year, obviously, there was a lot of people out there trying to wrest that title away, and that was successful. So good for Sam, yeah. Great for her that she's won the award.
And now the competition's on for next year to get that prestigious award. So there's a lot of people competing, aren't there?
I'm sure there will be. There's an awful lot of events in Cornwall, so a great opportunity for people to go networking. So, yeah, good luck to everybody who wants to try and win that award next year.
I know you need to fly off, so I'll let you go, but Kim Conchie has got the list of all the award winners here, so just have a quick run through.
Well, it was a really upbeat morning, wasn't it? And Trevor did a fantastic job in reading out all the shortlisted entries, and it was a big entry this year, so everybody who was shortlisted did really, really well. We had the best short presentation, which was won by Mark Peters of Pirate FM. The best long presentation was won by Phil Geraghty of Crowdfunder. The best venue for our Chamber of Commerce Big Breakfast was the Eden Project. The actual best breakfast, that's the food itself, was Truro High School. The event of the year was Chamber of Commerce Question Time, hosted by Truro and Penwith College. The Chamber Member of the Year was voted as Sue Bradbury. Networker of the Year, you've heard Trevor talk about, Samantha Wardman. And there was a special award voted for by the Chamber for the best service, actually, of the staff, which was awarded to the Falmouth Hotel. So it was a really upbeat occasion. They're all a bit of fun, really, compared with the more serious ones. And that's why Trevor was able to say tongue-in-cheek about the Hub Awards, because the Hub Awards you really have to work for. These are a bit of fun, although the entries actually are quite strong for each category, so they are, yes, they're quite sought after now, I think.
But, and people have been donating toys.
We asked this year for toys for the children's wards at Trelisk, and everybody, as usual with Cornwall, everybody's been really generous, so we've got a massive collection. I think they're being treated, the collection of toys that have been donated this morning, which will be taken by Katie Wilde to the hospital this afternoon. So that's really generous of everybody. It was slightly different for us this year. We've done really well on, last year was the Penzance Food Bank, the year before that was the Campbell and Paul Redruth Food Bank, and I was slightly dubious as to whether people were going to be as generous with new toys and games, but they have been. It's been wonderful to see.
Okay, so now a Christmas message for Christmas and also for the new year 2015.
Well, I think for the Chamber of Commerce, it's always an easy greeting, isn't it? Merry Christmas and a prosperous 2015, you know. And I think Cornwall's had a really good 2014. Everybody seems to have been busy. The one factor that we can't be in control of, which is the weather, meaning such a good summer meant that all our tourist businesses had a good year. And that makes, because that's about 26% of the Cornwall's GDP, that makes a huge difference if that's up. So that money is starting to circulate around the system. I'm hoping that all those small hospitality businesses which have done better are going to reinvest some of the additional revenue back into their product to make it even better for next year. And I think everyone else is doing well. I'm hearing great stories from manufacturing, from marketing services right across the board, and from catering and food and drink as well. So really good news. The only there are two little dark clouds on the horizon. One is that could become a constraint on Cornwall's growth is that I know many businesses are trying to recruit and are finding it difficult to find staff, which is which is difficult. If they can't meet the demand for their services or products, that's going to be a problem. And the second, which people might have already heard me being a bit excited about, is the gap in the EU funding between the current round and, I think, a diabolical neglect by our own government departments to not seamlessly meet the next round. So we're going to have a gap of between July and probably November next year. There's going to be some lack of EU money, which might mean that some projects run into the sand during that period.
And there's other businesses that rely on those projects as well.
There are. I mean, those projects and the expertise with which those projects are delivered, people who are paid for by EU funds at the council, at Cornwall Development Company, and in some private businesses, the training organisations, that sort of thing. If we lose that expertise, you know, that might not come back again. There's no way of funding those people in that, that you know, 4 to 6 month gap that we're going to see. So, no, a lot of projects would actually just cease.
Okay. Well, we hope that despite that sort of thing and an election and other things like that, that we do have a very happy 2015.
I think we will. I think despite all that, it's been proven over the last 6 years of recession that Cornwall's, you know, micro and small businesses are very resilient. And I'm sure whatever the politicians do to screw us up, we'll find that we'll survive and prosper.